Hello and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our match preview for Liverpool v Aston Villa. A huge, huge game. Absolutely massive. We've got two games to go now, and it feels like a European Cup tie, home and away, right? We've got to take some going back, in with a chance, going back to Villa Park. That's how it feels for me. But, you know, we've done great to get in this position. Really looking forward to it. And hopefully we can build on the performance that we had at home against Spurs, because it was absolutely massive. It was really, really good. So, joined by everybody today, we've got an opposition preview that's going to be out tomorrow with a monster of a YouTube channel. My favourite YouTube channel are going to be on Up the Villa podcast tomorrow. So stay tuned for that one. So, Ryan, how are you feeling about Liverpool Anfield on Saturday?
Oh, I think we have to go there with optimism and hope. But I'm not naive in the fact that it's going to be a very, very, very tough game. Especially with Spurs having the early kickoff. If they've got something out of that game, they get a win, then we sort of know we've got to come away from Anfield with a minimum point at least to take it to the final day. But it is a tough fixture, and it's Villa's luck that we catch Liverpool in the best form of their season. You know, they've won seven in a row. They've got the momentum. They've got the experience. They know how to go on these big runs and win big games. They've got the carrot dangling there of Champions League football. You know, they're closing in on Newcastle. They're closing in on Manchester United. And they're hungry. They just feel hungry. And it's going to be a bit of a carnival atmosphere at Anfield as well. They're in for a big summer of change like us. You know, Bobby Firmino's leaving. Milner's leaving. So I imagine their atmosphere is going to be as electric as Villa Park was on Saturday. So they'll be looking to sign off in style, and it's just up to us to come and wreck the party. We've got our own agenda, and you know we've got to get something. You know, I think the fan base want it, the manager wants it, the players want it, the owners will definitely want it, Perslow will definitely want it. You know, we're all looking at that European tour next season, you know, under the lights at Villa Park as well, home games, European games, and we're close. And but back to the game, I feel it is going to be a tough one. I think moving Trent into that sort of hybrid right back midfield position has done wonders for his confidence. He's really excelling. We always knew he had quality and he's in fine form, so he's a danger man. But I also like the look of Gakpo. He's just really settling in now, really settling in, finding his feet, and he finds a lot of space on that pitch. And he's a dangerous guy. He always seems to have half a yard on everyone. He seems to arrive in the box at the right time. Salah on the left-hand side as well. His playmaking skills at the minute is another level. And Diaz is back in that front line. You know, that coincides with Liverpool's form. The return of Diaz is a top quality player. So very wary of their front line. It's how do we approach that back line? Because the two teams that have exposed it this season really well was Liverpool Boxing Day. Even though for us, it was early doors, wasn't it? You know, playing that high line. I think after that game, we learnt a lot from it and we've applied it a lot better. But mentioning that front line, they've got the ability, and with Trent as well supplying balls, they've got that variation like Manchester United have, like Tottenham. It was a lot of through balls, straight through balls. United mixed it up; they went wide, diagonals. So we've got a big challenge to deal with that. But Trent moving into midfield leaves space in behind, doesn't it? And Alex Moreno is on top form. And when Trent moves into that midfield, you don't want to be facing John McGinn in the form that he's in, and Dougie Luiz and potentially Kamara back in there maybe to give it a bit more bite. So you ain't going to be waltzing through our midfield. So I know I've highlighted a lot of Liverpool's strengths, but we can get in behind them, I think. And I think we've got to be brave. And like I say, we've got to go there to try and get something. It's it's all or nothing for us, isn't it? We go there and have a real good go. And I just want to see a confident Aston Villa rock up. We're not used to this type of pressure at the business end, are we, really? So it's up to the players to deal with that. But I'd just like to see a relaxed, calm Aston Villa turn up and really, really give them a go, because they do let up chances, don't they? You've seen Forest score a couple of goals there a few weeks ago. Tottenham has scored 3 goals there. So there's opportunities. So I think it's going to be one hell of a game. And it's great that we're in this situation and we're fighting out for the top honours in the league.
Yeah, you make some great points there, pretty much, Matt. Well,
I'm just going to leave now.
Shut the show down. Later. Just a minute. Don't need you, mate.
Yeah, I'm done. Good evening, everyone.
But no, man, you've made some great points. Don't know where to start. I mean,
can you remember it?
You missed one player out. Curtis Jones turned into Prime Perlo last night.
Oh, he did.
Can't believe it. 2 goals from him, and so I think one thing I want to touch on is, like, I feel like the squad still believe, and I think that's a big thing going into this. Dougie Luiz, you know, they're all talking about it. Like Emery, if anyone's watched Emery Cam, like, comes out the dugout and he's like this, and I'm like, he's praying to the Villa gods that, like, we get this win. So, you know, I think there's still that objective there. There's still that belief there. And I still stick by the fact that I keep asking myself one question. My question I keep asking myself is, out the next 2 games, who gets more points, Villa or Spurs? And I come out with the same answer every single time. I think Villa get more points out in the next 2 games than Spurs do. And I think if we do that, then we get Europa Conference League. So it is going to be difficult. But I think we're coming off the back of a real good performance. Like, a real good performance. And for me, the scoreline slightly flattered Spurs, because we had openings, we had moments in that game where we were so on top. It was unbelievable. And I watched Liverpool against Leicester. And I've got to say, I thought Leicester were probably one of the worst teams I've watched this season. They absolutely couldn't lay a glove on Liverpool whatsoever. They got nowhere near them. They'd hardly put a tackle in. There was nothing in midfield. They were toothless up top. It was such a poor performance. And I actually kind of think that this could do Villa a favour, because Liverpool are going to be coming off the back of that, you know, off a big, big win, where it's just been so easy for them, that Villa rock up at Anfield and we play the way that we know we can play. And I think if we can do that, then it's going to be a great game. And I just want us to leave everything on that pitch. Everything. I don't want to come away from it thinking, that was poor, this was flat. We've literally got 2 games left in the season. The majority of the squad is back, barring Coutinho. 2 monster performances now. And this team can achieve something really special this season. And then going into the summer that we're going to have, it's going to be absolutely massive. So, Justin, how are you feeling? You'll be at Anfield. So, you're looking forward to it?
I can't wait. I really can't wait. It's going to be a hell of a day, isn't it? It's going to be a hell of a game. Ryan, I agree with everything you both said, as usual. And I agree with Ryan, Liverpool are hungry, but we are ravenous, aren't we? We are ravenous. We are going up there. We are the Lions are going to rock up at Anfield and we're going to eat them alive, I'm telling you. We are going to eat them alive. I do not fear Liverpool at all. Oh, my hands up. They're in good run of form, but I'm not being funny. Have you seen the teams they've beat? They beat Leeds, who are dreadful. Forest rocked up at Anfield, haven't won away all season. They beat them. West Ham, average. Spurs fell off a cliff. Fulham fell off a cliff. Brentford went there and put a decent performance up, but got beat by the odd goal. And Leicester, I agree with you, Luke, probably the worst team in the league at the moment. So whilst it's a great run and you can only beat the teams in front of you, they ain't come up against anything like Villa for the last 7 games. The last time they played a half-decent team was Chelsea and Arsenal. Chelsea ain't that good and they couldn't beat either of them. So I don't fear him. And that might be bravado, but we've got two games left. We've had a hell of a run. We've got a hell of a manager. We've got a great team. Everybody's fit. We're all firing. They all know what the drill is. They all know what they've got to do now. Get something from Anfield, bring it back to Villa Park to try and get Europe. And I'll back them all day long to do that. They will run through a brick wall by the time they hit the pitch on Saturday at 3 o'clock. We're due a win at Anfield. It's about time we went up there. The masses are going up to support the lads. We're going to make it a cracking atmosphere. I can't wait. It's going to be a barnstorming last two games of the season. I hope we can get something there that means we can bring it back to Villa Park for the last game, because if the atmosphere of the last game was anything to go by, if we need to beat Brighton for the last game of the season to get Europe, then it's going to be a phenomenal day at Villa Park a week on Sunday. So I'm confident. I'm always confident, regardless of the form we're in. But if you can't be confident watching the team that we've got currently, then you might as well pack up watching football, to be honest, because it's pointless, isn't it? I can't wait. The ravenous lions are on the way.
Anfield's looking like a nice juicy piece of steak.
Yep. Eat them alive.
Yeah, so this was the stats from Liverpool's game against Leicester. I mean, I don't know why I've put them in here, because, like I say, Leicester were really bad. And, you know, I really wanted Leicester to do well and Dino to do well, but I think he's made two poor decisions, Dino. I think going in at Norwich, taking this Leicester job, I think, I don't know, poor decisions in my opinion. So 16 shots for Liverpool, 5 on target, 6 off target, 5 block shots. They made 17 fouls. Passing, I mean, have a look at this. So Liverpool made 675 passes, 85% passing accuracy. Leicester made 331 with 69% passing accuracy. So 69% passing accuracy off 331 passes, which is really, really poor. To be fair, last season of this graphic being in there, so make the most of it, 7-2 at the very bottom, absolutely demolished them at Villa Park. Absolutely love it. Forget the rest. Head-to-head record. Head-to-head record. That's not so good. We've got 6 away wins. They've got 16 home wins. Form guide looking a bit better for Villa with that win against Spurs. But like Justin mentioned, their wins, you know, they're coming off again. You know, you've got to win them, but, you know, some
good chef, yeah.
Average teams there. So far this season, chances created per match, 2.69 for Liverpool, 1.33 for Villa. They've had 14 clean sheets. We've had 12. We've lost 13. They've lost 9. This was their lineup then. So we'll go into it in more detail on the predicted lineup. And we've got the opposition preview tomorrow. So we'll get a better understanding of what their vibe is on Liverpool. But, you know, for anyone that doesn't know how Liverpool are playing at the minute, Trent is going into central midfield, pretty much making a 3 midfield. And then you've sort of got Curtis Jones that's pushing on a little bit further forward as well. Robertson's still getting nice and high. So at times it does become a 2 at the back. You can see this from the average position. So a 2 at the back, you've got Robertson number 26, Trent is number 66, Jones is 17, Henderson is 14, and I think it must have been Fabinho that he's number 3. You've got Salah on the right, Gakpo down the middle and Diaz on the left. And what you can see from this, so if I'm just going to quickly mark this up a little bit. So we know that on the left, on this side here, so attacking down this angle here is where Moreno's going to be. Moreno's average positions for Aston Villa are somewhere in that zone there. So it is going to be a tactical battle. And I do think that this is a game where we can really, really exploit this formation from Liverpool. They're not really going to change it up too much, I don't think. I think the only thing that they could possibly do is move Henderson a little bit further over that side and then move Fabinho a little bit more central. And then that'll add a little bit more cover. But especially behind here, you've got Moreno's going to be bombing on. You've got Ollie Watkins that's going to be occupying this area here. So he'll be making runs through the channels, through these areas. We know that we're going to have a Jacob Ramsey or a John McGinn that can exploit these zones as well. So I think you can see where Villa will look to do damage. I think in transition, it's going to be really important that we are brave and we break through the lines with pace and power and really exploit this back line, because Trent is going to be going into midfield. And to me, nobody's exploited this yet. And I think Unai is the man.
I think it's almost, I might live to regret this, but it's almost, I'm almost glad they're going into this game in the form they're in, because they could go in overconfident, having played teams that aren't on our level. And if they do carry on playing this way with Trent cutting inside so much, then it does open the game up so much for us to exploit these weaknesses. I mean, you're basically leaving two centre-halves there at the back. You know, we play three in behind Ollie Watkins. So if we can get any kind of control of the ball, which is what we try to do now, and they overcommit in the areas which you can see there, then we should be exploiting those areas in behind that midfield, you know, two or three. I really think we can. And I obviously, Unai has got a better tactical brain than I have, but even I can see, just looking at that, how much we could actually exploit it. And we're going to go to Anfield to get something out of that game, so we're going to be positive as well. So they're not going to come up against anything that, like, we can show for a long time.
Yeah, and I think the one thing to mention about this formation as well is, whatever your conceptions are on Henderson or Curtis Jones, etc., they are actually playing quite well in central midfield at the minute as well. So I think we have got to take into consideration that, because there are going to be these gaps, there are going to be these openings, Henderson is actually playing quite well at the minute. He retains the ball really well. He keeps the ball really well. And that just adds to everything on how that Liverpool are playing. You can see on this graphic here that the ball is, it's going into Trent. So if you can shut Trent down, which I think we're going to put McGinn on Trent, I think that's what we're going to do. If you can stop that, then I think you can sort of stop Liverpool a little bit. But again, what we've got to be mindful of with Villa is, if we're playing this pretty much a high line, you know, sort of along there, the crossfield balls from Konate or Van Dijk or Trent playing those balls over the top, I think that is going to be a bit of a danger. But, you know, we've got to just keep doing what we're doing, haven't we? Ryan, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, most definitely. Like the Spurs game, we looked at their lineup, didn't we? And we looked at Porro and sort of questioned whether, you know, would we try and look to shut him off or would we try and expose him? And we went for it. And I feel it's going to be one in the midfield, isn't it? I think McGinn, Louise, you win that ball. And then I think we need Bailey to stretch him. Moreno will stretch him, Watkins in the middle. And we've got a counter-attack at pace, I think. Really, really go for the juggler against them. Pretty much win that ball in midfield and then juggler, go for it. But like I say, if we can control it from the back, slow them down to start off with. And like I agree with what Justin says, you know, overconfidence. They come out, they're probably go half a yard more forward than them average positions there. They really push onto us, and we have got the players to hurt them on the counter. You know, we've seen that. We've seen the running power of Ramsey. We've seen the running power of McGinn from midfield. So it does set up nicely for a big, big matchup. And I'm thinking now we could see plenty of goals.
I think also looking at that average positions and the passing network, Konate does look pretty isolated, doesn't he, on that right side of their central defenders? And you've got, you know, Ramsey, Moreno and Buendia really could have three on one. If they're overcommitting Alexander Arnold into the middle of the park, then if we can get the ball out quickly and you know, get a real quick turnover, then we could really exploit him. I really think we could, you know. It's going to be a really interesting tactical game, but we've said that quite a few times this season. But it's okay, because we've got Unai Emery in the dugout and he's a tactical genius, isn't he? So I'll back him all day long.
I think we've just got to be at our clinical best. We've shown this season we can well, be clinical. Yeah. Yeah, we can just have one chance and score one goal and keep it. And I think Watkins now, five games without a goal, he's due one, isn't he? He's due one. I'm sure he scored at Anfield before for Villa. Might have been a couple of times, to be fair. He obviously scored that hat-trick in the 7-2 win at Villa Park. So he likes a goal against Liverpool, and I think it's time to break this. It's a drought. Five games, I'd say that's a drought, considering the form that he's been in. But one thing that weren't really highlighted for the Tottenham game is he's working the build-up to them goals. He done really well to hold the ball off and lay it to Ramsey, who in turn went to Bailey, back to Ramsey 1-0, and he won the free kick for the Dougie Louise goal. So, you know, even though he's not scoring, he is contributing really well. But I'm backing him to score, you know. I really, really fancy a Watkins goal on Saturday.
Me too.
I think if you take, yeah, if you take the average performances from when he took over Emery, and we get one of the better performances on Saturday, obviously if we throw a Wolves performance in, we'll probably get beat. But if we throw a first half against Spurs performance in for 90 minutes, I think we win the game. So I back us to really turn up on Saturday and really, really, really have a good game. You know, it's about time we went to one of these clubs and you know, turned them over. So it's a never a better time than Saturday, is there?
No, definitely not. So we'll leave it there then, because we've got loads of content coming out this week. I'm buzzing for tomorrow because we've got a big channel coming on our channel. So stay tuned for that one that's going to drop tomorrow. Score predictions then. I'm back. I'm going to back us. I think I've got to back us. I'm going to go for a 2-1 Villa win, and he's due a goal, McGinn. And I'm going to go Watkins. So McGinn and a Watkins goal. Ryan, what are you going with?
I'll go for a Desmond Tutu. Watkins brace.
Love it. And Justin?
Yeah, I had the same as you, my head, Luke. I remember going to Anfield in 93 and Gary Parker scored an absolute pearler off the upside of the crossbar, and I was in the ground that day. And that's what I've got in my head, so I'm going to go with a 2-1, same as you.
Love it. Right. Cool. So, we'll be back tomorrow. Episodes coming out every single day, so plenty of content for you. So, up the Villa.
Up the Villa.